Hi, it's Dan here from Flexible. Today we caught up with an influencer in the martial arts marketing arena and we spoke about AI. Let's dive in. The person I was speaking to, I had a very special guest. Her name's Rebecca Duron, and she has been absolutely smashing it for years, licensing out her marketing strategies to many, many, many martial arts studios all over the USA, right? And she's just, you know, turns them around. She takes them from making no money with their marketing to, you know, 50 to 100K in new sales with just some simple automations. She resells high level to them. She has appointment setters. She does a lot of cool stuff. And trust me, she's very, very switched on marketer. I think she's actually bought into my program, Roya, and she knows what we've been doing. And I thought it was a good chance to catch up with her and just, you know, have a chat about how things are going, what she's doing, and see if we can find a way to implement AI into her business strategy so she can start, you know, doing a lot more with a lot less. So without further ado, please enjoy, and I'll speak to you after the call.
Hey, it's Rebecca here. How you doing, Rebecca? It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you. Yeah, amazing. So for those of you who don't know Rebecca, she runs a business called the Million Dollar Dojo, right? Which is, I mean, you can explain it better than me, Rebecca. What are you up to?
So basically, we help martial arts schools in the US, Canada, even a few in the UK. And we help them with grow with more students, more revenue, and ultimately more lifetime value for each of their customers.
Okay. What's the typical, how do these guys typically advertise to bring in new prospects? And like, what are the size of their databases and what does that generally look like? And do they, are they organized with CRMs and all that type of stuff?
No. there's a space, right? The newer ones and the ones that are a little more established. So space, like really like boots to the ground type of marketing is very prevalent, going out and, you know, doing school assemblies, going to a local fair. It's a pretty big piece of it. Some of them do some Facebook ads. So a little bit of marketing. And then as far as like their CRM, they don't really have like everything composed. Some of them do. And, you know, others, it's like Excel lists of people that might have called. We see some of all of that in between. And as far as size of lists, not incredibly massive. I mean, sometimes a few hundred, sometimes a few thousand. So we have to be really.
Okay. Are you reselling them high level or whatever?
Yes. Well, yes and no. We do create CRMs for them, but we don't actually sell it to them. So it's part of our licensing program. So they'll come into our licensing program and we take care of that for them.
Okay. And so they pay you like a monthly fee or a yearly fee to, cool.
Monthly retainer, correct.
A monthly retainer. Yeah, okay. And your staff and your guys like preload their CRM with SMSs and kind of emails and do the kind of Halloween offers or whatever and the Black Friday offers and all of that for them.
So we in all the campaigns and workflows for whatever campaign we might be doing. Last month we did Oktoberfest. This month we did Black Friday. We'll have a Christmas one. And so we can take their lists, import them into the CRM, have our workflows in there, and press send.
Okay, cool. And do you have like automation? So let's say, what happens if you, like, tell me what it would look like to promote a Black Friday deal. Like, what did that outreach message, that hand raiser look like?
Average message, like the offer?
Yeah, the offer, yeah.
So during Black Friday, we did a BOGO sale. So depending on what the school owner wanted to offer, you know, it could be like a buy three, get three, a buy six, get six. And then we help them price it to make sure that it's, you know, conducive for their business. So we push that out and we have different offers that go to their different lists. So their current members get a different offer, their past members get a different, and then their leads list get a different offer and we can segment.
Interesting. Mm. And are you using high level to deliver the offers? Like, so you'll take the Excel database and upload it into your high level, white label, high level. Okay. And what does it look like as far as what automations and AI do you use at the moment to be able to, after they get back and stuff, what does that look like?
So this is the tricky part. We have an appointment setter team, right? So we either have it done two ways, where the school owner may have a sales staff and they'll manage all the conversations. That happens a smaller percentage of the time. For the most part, we will our appointment setters will manage the conversations for them and then basically just set up the close for them.
Okay. Do you do that via a calendar with the business owner? Do you have like a calendar that you kind of book the lead into with your appointment setter and then they just turn up to close?
Exactly. So we use the high level calendar. And they get notifications, we book their calendar, and then they manage the close. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have like show up optimizers to make sure they show up? And also what happens if they don't turn up to the call? Do you have all of that implemented?
All of that.
All of that implemented. Okay. And what are your like show rates like?
About 60%.
Okay. Okay. That's good. And do you see a variance between different dojos closing, or is it pretty similar per dojo?
Well, for these campaigns, they're usually very similar because the campaign and the appointment setter does so much of it for them that when it gets to the school owner or their sales team, it's usually just a matter of collecting credit card.
Okay, so it's pretty easy. And are they picking up the phone and speaking, but your appointment set is actually calling them?
No, we don't. We only use SMS and email.
SMS and email. Interesting. Okay. And how do you send them to documents? I know I do a lot of my stuff with Google Docs. Like, you know, you and me are a big Travis Sago fan, right? So is a lot of your stuff during with Google Docs?
In this space, it's not. Sorry about that. In this space, We don't use Google Docs.
Really? Okay. So it's just booking into a calendar.
Yeah. It's really straight. I mean, it's straight offer to nurture to booking. And really, we only book the ones that say, we're ready to do this now.
Okay. Yeah, cool. I want to show you, I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to show you like, because I'm like the point of this call is really, I just want to see if there's any way, because usually the way that we deal with the clients we deal with, they've got big databases and big lead flow coming in, right? So it's much more of a high volume game, but I'm trying to think of a way that this could actually help you as well. So if I go into heart level,
I'm excited because I know it.
this might take a while to load. You know what high level's like, and I'm gonna get rid of some of these tabs. I always have too many open.
That looks like my computer. Excuse me.
Okay. So we go to, so this is a debt client, right? I'm going to show you like what's possible here.
Okay.
So debt consolidation is, so you have the same in the States, right? It's like someone struggling to pay off their debts. If they have more than $8,000 or whatever, then they can appoint an insolvency practitioner that can reduce the debt, right? So it's a big lead generation game. It's all about volume. It's a very big, broad offer. And some of these companies have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of leads on their database, right? And the way they work is that the lead will come in and then they'll be slammed by the dialer, like 15 times in a day, and then they'll do the same the next day, and then they'll do the same the next day, and then after that they'll forget about it and it just goes into the bin with maybe a little bit of follow-up. But problem is their teams there's too many leads for the teams, so they just kind of go to waste, right? So this company over here that we've just started with, and it's only you can see this tab, right, Rebecca?
Right, I can see.
Yep. So there's 201 leads here, 33 leads here, 12 leads here. So that's about 250, 260, maybe 330 or something, 330 leads, right? So what they do is they give us the leads 2 days after they've been slammed by the dialer, right? So as far as they're concerned, the leads are dead. What we managed to do, if you look from left to right, like, so out of 350 leads, we sent 350 SMSs, 201 didn't respond, 33 are still in the lead response section, 12 and didn't move to qualified.
Okay.
12 are qualified and didn't meet, move to either call now or schedule back, if that makes sense. So out of these 360 leads, we've had 63 plus 13 appointments booked off the back of that by AI, which is what percentage is that?
Like a little over 30%.
A little over 30%, right? And these are from leads that they didn't, they thought were dead. Okay. And the reason why I wanted to show you this is because it's 360 leads, and you might have some martial arts studios with just 360, and you could kind of run this like once a month or something like that, depending on when your offers are.
Yeah.
But I want to show you, and I always choose a bad example, but I want to show you an example of what this looks like and how you could, and what the AI conversation looks like, right? And how we could potentially do it for martial arts. So the first message, you might have seen me talking about this. I call this our Sleeping Beauty Android because it wakes up databases. And we have the Prince Charming kiss, which is the SMSs we give that kind of gets things going, if that makes sense. So I call this the Prince Charming, and it can be used for any industry. It says, "Hey, it's Kelly here from Debt Help UK. Is this the same Richard who wanted help with their debt a couple of days ago?" So it could be, "Hey, it's Kelly here from Arkansas Dojo. Is that the same Richard who enrolled their kids last month in our dojo?" Question mark. Okay, and then what happens? So this is just a hand raiser. And then this girl has come back and said, and Kelly's come back and said, "Yes, Kelly, it is." Okay. And then what we say is, "Thank goodness my calendar's pinged me to call, but I didn't want to disturb you. Are you still looking for help?" And this is really powerful, because most people have just been sick of hammered by these call centers over and over and over again, right? And I think it's good to ask them permission to speak to them, right? Just to make sense. And also, we're pre-framing them here and saying, "It just pinged me to give you a call," right? So if they get better, if they get back, they're subconsciously going to, get ready for a call.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And have you got any questions so far?
No, other than AI bot is better than mine.
I mean, it's taken some time to get ready, but it's so cool. And we've tried this on a dead list, a bought list. So do you know how some people sell data, right? Like, you could find someone that sells a data list with 200,000 of all the dojos in the US. You can do that. And we tried it on a list like that, and it got 30% response rates from that dead list because of this two-step thing right here. I don't know why it works, but it just does. Okay. And it works so well. I mean, I haven't seen this chat. This guy, he called in straight away. Right? And this, he'd been dialed for the last 2 days. This is 3 day old data.
Wow.
So just tried calling. And then what happened is the AI took over. Okay, the first one, sorry about that, Richard. Is this the best number to call you on? And then 5 minutes later, "I'm sorry to hear you had trouble getting through. How much is your biggest debt, if you don't mind me asking?" So AI is taking over at this point, okay? He tried calling again. This could be a complete disaster. I don't know what's going on here. And then he's come down and said, he's asked for a call back, and it said, "Absolutely, we can arrange that. We're confident we can help you. Would you be free to schedule a call and speak with an advisor?" Now, it's all been sorted. So this was a bad example, okay? But what would you – I mean, it's worked really well, because I think they probably closed this client, right? Where do I send the flowers to thank you for your help?
Yeah, he's happy.
My God. Yeah, he's happy. So he's been booked in, and it's all done, okay? And I want to show you, that was a good example, because it didn't even need to book into the calendar. But like this girl here, okay, I'm not going to go through the above conversation, but it's reminded her, it's come back with some bump messages, just checking you're still here. Yes, I am. Could you please specify time that suits you? 3 p.m. Okay. And this is where, like, I don't know whether you can do this, you know, you can do this, Rebecca, but you can actually get AI to be able to book into the calendar as soon as they tell you a time for tomorrow. So, hi, Susan, good news. I've booked you in with James. He's one of the those clever men that that loves problem solving. He can help almost anyone because of this. He's very busy with folks reaching out all the time. I don't want you to lose the chance to chat with him. He's brilliant. I've asked him to call you. Can I count on you? Yes. So these are a couple of manual messages we put in to try and get that commitment and add a little bit of personality in there because we want them to show up. And this lady actually said yes. Mm-hmm. And then we've had AI come back to her and say, hey, Susan, James tried to call you, but you never answered your phone. Did something come up? Do you still want to speak to us? Shall we give you a call today or should I close the file down on you? So essentially, you know, what you're doing with your dojos, I think that there's an opportunity to be able to maybe take a bit of a load off your appointment setters to be able to just help automate that process. Because we've found that if you send a calendar link, you know, especially some of these larger volume clients, they don't really do stuff by calendars at all. That just goes into their dialing system. So we can do it automatically.
So looking at that conversation, how much of it was automation and how much of it was AI?
So the first two messages, the Prince Charming, but is this the same Rebecca that enrolled their two kids into our dojo 6 months ago? And it comes back, yes, it's Rebecca, and says, thank goodness I had on a post-it note to give you a bell but didn't want to disturb you. Okay, so that's just a normal workflow. Okay, after they get back on that, then the objection for the AI bot is to be able to just book them in, find a time and book in for a call, find a time, and it'll keep on going until that happens. And then at the end, when Rebecca says, yes, 3 p.m. tomorrow is good, then that's AI again. That'll zap the time over to the client's CRM, ready for a callback. And then after that is triggered, when it becomes a callback or a booked appointment, then we automatically send those two messages at the end where we said, you booked in with James. He's got a big heart. He loves helping people because of that. He's so busy. Can I count on you to turn up? So that last bit is manual, and then that's the end of the call. Yeah. And then, the end of the SMS. And then if they don't show up, then the AI starts again and goes through again. Does that make sense?
Totally. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? It's cool. It's
amazing.
Yeah, so we're doing this I mean, it's probably designed for larger volume stuff, but we just landed a company in Canada who do car finance, right? Mm-hmm. They actually do toys, boys finance, you know, the quad bikes and all of that type of stuff. And the average commission is $3,500 Canadian dollars per close, and they've got a 20,000 person database. So our initial message will be, hey, is that the same Rebecca that tried to buy a quad bike from us last year? Oh yeah, it is. Okay, cool. Are you still looking? Funny, that's coming up to Christmas. And then it'll just go back and forth, call in. The sales team will close it. Actually, it's a landing page. It just goes to a landing page and then it takes off the process from there. They close the deal and we get it tagged as a lead that we reintroduce to them, and then we get paid a 33% of each of those commission checks.
Wow.
Yeah.
All of it happening for you.
It's insane. You know, it's insane what I'm saying here. Yeah.
That's and how it's helping the businesses.
Well, this is the thing, you know, like all of these companies that have large volumes of leads, they don't have the manpower to work all of these leads.
Right.
And the next evolution I see is there's going to be voice coming in as well, right? Like perfect voice. So it will call them as well as AI and engage them like out. This is kind of the first iteration of where it's going. Yeah. So, you know, we're seeing people coming in that, like, when you demo this to a client, like, they just get it like that. The penny drops for them and it's a done deal, especially when there's no setup costs. We take care of all the SMS charges and the OpenAI costs and the Zaps and all of that as part of our package. And we just introduce leads back to them.
And you're just charging a percentage?
We don't even charge a setup anymore. Like, we just say we'll just take between 25 and 50% of the commission on every sale.
And then is it once that initial campaign or reactivation, Sleeping Beauty, is done, do they want to continue working with you?
Well, this is where it gets really good, right? This is where the real passive income comes in. Because what happens is that when they realize how good it is, they realize that their sales team are not as good as they thought they were, which means they start giving us their fresh data. So any company that has a big database of leads are already obviously generating leads. So they just give us their data after a couple of days. So we have like passive income coming in there. We're not hitting just their finite database. We're hitting all of their fresh leads with our Android as well. Whoa. So we'll make money. So then we're just deeply embedded into their business.
So the more they make, the more you make. Are you running leads for them or they're doing that separately?
I don't even know whether I could be bothered running leads for them. Do you know what I mean? So what's the point? Why would I add that complexity into my business? Because let someone else do all of that, you know, make someone else look good.
And you just bring in the money for them. I love this, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
This is an easier way.
Yeah.
And the scale is very accessible.
Very scalable. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like when you kick off the campaign, I'm like a hawk inside high level watching all these conversations go through like this and making sure that it's not breaking. And yeah, but like your appointment setter would probably just be sitting there. Like if the AI breaks or something and it doesn't schedule a callback, you'll just push it over to the client. Like, why wouldn't you? Because that's a sale waiting to happen. So you're kind of watching it and making sure that it's kind of working okay. It breaks or something goes wrong, then you iterate a little bit and then you iterate a little bit more. And then eventually you've got a very robust Sleeping Beauty Android that you can use for someone else in the next client in that niche.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Like in my mind, if our appointment setters were just managing, you know, instead of being the worker bee, now they're the manager of just watching other accounts or more accounts being able to do this. Cause I don't know, you know this, but we're going into new spaces now.
Okay.
So that's like part of this question was like, I know this works, but I think we're too into it. You know, like how can we bring up the next level? So bringing that AI into this space, cause we have built bots and they just haven't performed exactly how I want them. And I'm kind of like anal like that with conversations and sales.
Yeah,
kind of like
somewhat. Yeah, and so clients.
Yeah, but this is beautiful.
Well, it was a bit like that with ChatGPT 3.5, but now it's gone to 4. It's insanely good. There's a massive difference between 3.5 and 4. So that conversation I showed you with the debt guys there, right? Like we passed on, I think it was 70 something callbacks or appointments. Mm-hmm. And I think they've closed probably about 10 or 11 of those. And it's kind of a friend. So they're not paying us a great deal, but I think it's about £200 a case, which is about 2000 pounds, and the total cost for SMS and OpenAI is about £100. So we're getting a 20 to 1 ROI on what we're actually spending, which is why we're happy to cover those costs on the back end deal.
100%.
And that's in the UK, where the SMSs are 4p, and SMS in the States, they're, you know, they're less than a penny. So yeah, it's a quarter of the price in the US.
Wow. I love this.
It's good, isn't it?
It's amazing, especially going into, I know you do a lot of solar stuff, like their databases are huge, right? They're not afraid to spend money on leads.
They don't need to spend money on leads anymore.
So right.
This is where I'm like, I don't know where this is going to go, right? Because if they're squeezing more juice out of like the leads they're already getting, okay, and then you've actually got the performance-based lead gens who are providing leads to the clients, they're going to get paid more because their leads are going to convert better. The clients are going to need less leads. Or maybe they just buy more and scale to the moon. I don't know what's going to happen. I think it's a very interesting time. And I don't know what's going to happen. It's pretty mind boggling what I'm seeing, to be honest with you.
I mean, yeah. How often are you running these campaigns for that same list? Like, do you do it once a month, or how do you do it?
So you only want to, because this is a crazy thing as well, right? Like, you only want to send a couple of hundred SMSs at a time, because you're going to overwhelm the call center. That's what happens. Like, you can't send more than that because there's too many appointments being booked. So it takes a very long time to get through 10,000 on a database, which is only small. But remember what I said about getting, I call it the hybrid database, right? You're getting the two-day-old data. So the stuff that's already been called, then you get onto the stuff that's just coming through on a daily basis through the fresh leads they're generating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the real money is, because then you're deeply embedded in that business and they won't want to let you go.
That's beautiful. We have a message that goes out to, we do some work with some final expense agents, and we have a, now, you know, we've got some regulations that we have to adhere to, but we have a message that says something to the effect of like, hey, Mrs. So-and-so, it's Rebecca.
A lot of
agents go door to door. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're back.
That message of, hey, I'll be in your neighborhood, immediately they're like, oh yeah, I'll be home Monday.
Nice. Yeah, so you could use that. Hey, it's Rebecca here from XYZ Final Expense. Is this the Joe that applied for Final Expense last year? Yes, it is. Oh, that's cool. I'm going to be in the neighborhood on Monday. Do you mind if I drop in and see you?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's very cool.
So beautiful.
Yeah. I don't know how, like, if I'm honest, do you know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to see it making a humongous difference in what you're doing at the smaller scale. I think it can, like, obviously you want to have it installed and working, and then your appointment setters are going to just be able to handle more.
Yeah.
But like, you could probably get away with, like, what you're doing is obviously really working now. I think it would just be a tweak to add another like 20% onto the bottom line of each of your campaigns for your clients or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that and all of the fingers buzzing, even with templates and things, you know. But this makes me even more excited about some of the new spaces that we're going to go into, because when we can just take these larger lists and do this, because we know it's working on, you know, a few thousand people list or 100 people list, like it works really well. So now to go into new spaces, that's really
Well, it's the best way to go into a new space as well, because, like, you know, let's say it is Final Expense, right? And you know someone that's got a Final Expense company, you can just say, hey, Joe, like, do you want, like, have you got any old leads, like, hanging around that we can turn into cash for you? We'll do it on a performance basis. You only pay us if we get paid. So it's a very easy, like, in to business owners? Because they don't want to, why would they say no?
And then do you do demos in those situations always?
Yep. So I've got a video in my free challenge. It's on day four, I think, where we show, where we give you the prompt where you can put in final expense and the few change of bits in there, copy and paste that into OpenAI, and then you can demo it for the client in front of them and show them what it looks like and how it moves it to the calendar.
Right.
I'll send you the video after the call.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
I bet this is even really exciting for all the done for you agencies out there that are doing the lead generation to not have to do. I mean, you and I both have done it in the past. So not have to be that piece of the puzzle is huge.
So what is the biggest objection? What was the biggest objection that you had and why people didn't continue with your lead service when you were selling leads to companies, right? Like,
because
the leads didn't work.
Bad lead, yeah.
bad leads, right? So what if you can take away that and remove their shitty sales processes and have your own one doing it in there, and all they have to do, like your dojo people, is pick up the phone and take the money. It means that it's an interesting time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yay, way to go, Dan.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, it's good to speak to you. Do you have anything else? So I'll let you go because I know you've got a lot to do.
I think that's all.
Yeah. You're in Roya, so jump on over, and the training's all been redone.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to dig in there.
Right.
Awesome.
Thanks, Rebecca. Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. When I heard that she was creating promotions and doing, 100K, 50, 100K for these martial arts studios from what they already had in the current database and things like that, it really got me excited about what she could do. And she also has appointment setters who are basically looking after all this stuff, and that can totally be replaced with AI. So it was a really good chat. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've got some ideas from it. If you do need more help, I've got a 5-day challenge on how to basically build a bot that will look after all the stuff that we spoke about with Rebecca. It'll talk about how you can demo it to potential clients and also how to build the bot and then how to get as many leads as you can from cold traffic. It's a 5-day challenge. It's not a big one. It's not chunky in 1,000 hours. Very quick, short, and sharp. You're going to love it. It's good stuff. And I'll speak to you soon.